Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Hebrews 4 and verse 16. Let us, therefore, come boldly, boldly. Somebody say boldly.
Boldly.
Unto the throne of grace. Now, without going into all the scriptures, the opposite of this word bold in the words that the Bible uses, the New Testament, would be the word ashamed. Ashamed. So we're not to come ashamed. We're to come boldly. Now, boldly doesn't equal arrogantly. How many know you can come boldly and yet respectfully? I mean, it's boldness just to come in to a head of state's office. Right? Yes, just to walk right in there like you feel like you're supposed to be there. Right? Yes. That's bold. You know, you could be very respectful, but just to throw the door open and walk right on in there and go, hi. Instead of cowering out in the parking lot going, oh, I can't go in there. Oh, I can't. No. Man, that's the so-and-so's office. I can't go in there. Well, how much more God's office? No man or woman, head of state or president or king, ever compared to him. And yet, you and I have a right to be there. Not because of what you've done or who you are after the flesh, but because of your faith in Jesus. You've been made righteous or right in God's eyes with Jesus' rightness. Which gives you a right. Somebody say, I've been made right.
Been made right.
With His rightness.
His rightness.
So I have a right.
So I have a right.
I have a right to just march right on in, head up, face forward, and go, Father, I'm here. Now see, that's not what churchianity has taught people. Churchianity, religianity has got people bombarding the gates. Oh, we're going to bombard the gates of heaven. The Lord never told you to bombard the gates. Gates ain't even locked. Or guarded. I mean, people come up with all kind of stuff. And here's why. Because they don't know Him. This is the principal problem, whether it's you or me or whoever it is, not really knowing Him. And when people don't know Him, they're not comfortable with the intimacy and the closeness. And so they make up rules and they stay outside. I said they stay outside and they bombard the gates. No, what did the Bible tell us? Come on. Read this. What did He say? Put it up on the screen. 4:16. What did He say? Let us, that's me and you. Oh, come on. Can you get happy about this today? Huh? That's me and you. Let us do what? What does it mean, come boldly? Come right on in. Just come right on in. All the way in. Past the crystal sea. Come on, all the way in. all the way in past the 24 elders, all the way in, right up in by the winged creatures, right there by the throne. They're shouting, holy, holy, holy. Come right on up, boldly, right to the very throne where the Almighty Ancient of Days sits, because He is now my Father. Whew. Oh, glory to God. Not arrogantly, not pridefully, not ignorantly. Yes, come with respect. The utmost honor and respect. But come. Come like you have a right to come. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Now read the rest of it. That we may what? Amen. Now stop right there. Obtain. Did you know this word obtain is the very same, the exact same Greek word that's in Mark 11:24? Receive. Translated receive there. Which literally means take. So come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may take mercy. See, the translators backpedaled. And you see that. When you get to talking about some of these things, people's religion is just too strong in their mind. And instead of saying what it said, they say, well, we'll go that we may obtain. That sounds nicer than to say, we're going to come and take something at the throne. But that's what it means. And that's what it says. Why? Because if you don't take it, you won't get it. You won't have it. You won't enjoy it. That's the problem. And so you got millions of people waiting on God to do it if He decides to do it. And it's not how it's set up. God's already bought it. He's already paid for it. He's already provided. He's already made it available. Yes. He's already given. Yes. And yet people want Him to take it in a gold spoon and stick it in their mouth and take their jaws and make them chew and then massage their throat and help them swallow. People want God to eat it for me and swallow it for me and digest it for me and do it for me. Well, I'm sorry, but He has chosen not to do it that way. And thank God, He's honored us by allowing us to have a part in the process. Oh, can you see that? He said, you see that over there, boy? Yes, sir. That's yours. I've given it to you. Okay, it sure looks good, God. It's nice. It does have some big hairy devils camped out on it. He said, that's why I gave you the greater one. That's why I gave you the helmet of salvation and breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. It's yours, boy. Go get it. Okay, all right. And I'm going to stand that allows you. He's honoring you to have a part of it. Now, you could never take it unless He had given it to you. But even though He's given it to you, you'll never enjoy it unless and until you take it. We're making progress on this, aren't we? Whatever it is you desire, what's got to happen? You got to find out that it's been given to you. John 3 said, a man can take nothing to himself unless it be given him. Amen. From heaven. Yes, you got to find out that it's been given to you. But then once you have, the waiting's over.
Yes, sir.
I said, once you find out that it is the will of God for you to have it, that He has given it to you, the waiting is over. I mean, there was a time when for months we weren't sure that the Lord had given us that place across town. We don't want to be claiming somebody else's place. We don't want to be doing something He's got somewhere else for us. But once we found out it's ours, God's given it to us, can you tell? We're possessing this thing now. Right? I mean, we're all over it. Right? Why? It's ours. God gave it to us. But once He gives it to you, you got to take it. You got to take it. So we've been taking it every day. Haven't we? Taking it back. Taking it back from the dirt. Taking it back from this. Taking it back from that. We're taking it back. Taking the land. Possessing the land. But we still had to take it. Look at that verse again. Let me read it to you from another translation. Hebrews 4:16. NIV says, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive. Now see, the NIV translated it consistently with Mark 11:24. That we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The Message Bible, I thought they did a pretty good job on it this time. They said, so let's walk right up to Him and get what He's so ready to give. Let's walk right up to Him and what? Get. Doesn't that sound like take? Get what He is so ready to give. Take the mercy. Somebody say, take it.
Take it.
Take it. Now, how do you take it? With your faith, you believe you take it. You don't feel that you take it. You don't imagine that you take it. You believe that you take it. Now, if that sounds strange to you, don't let it get away from you. Confess it. Just go around through your house sometimes saying, I believe I receive. Believe I receive. What does that mean? I believe I receive. You don't get it by thinking hard. You get it by revelation. God brings it up in. It's not hard. It's simple. With your hand, you reach out and you take something. You got it. We're not talking about using your hand. We're talking about using your believer. Right? How do I take something I can't see or feel? You believe you take it. Well, once you believe you've taken it, now you believe you got it. I said, once you believe you have taken it, now you believe you've got it. You don't look like you've got it. You don't feel like you've got it. If you felt like you had it, you wouldn't have to believe that you had it. Someone said, how do you know you got it? I believe I've got it. Well, you don't look like it. I didn't say I look like it. I don't feel like it either. But I believe I've received it. Amen. And I believe I have it. Boy, you learn how to do this, friend, and your life will be one miracle after another.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Bold to Receive, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303J. That's R1303J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.